with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Until the rain this past Tuesday, our area had hot and windy weather the previous 2 weeks, which leads to a condition called marginal leaf scorch. This disorder presents as dry and crispy leaves throughout the canopy of certain shade trees. On some trees, the edges of the leaves will be affected, and on others, the tips of the leaves will be affected. Trees that have shown marginal leaf scorch symptoms over the last few weeks have been ornamental pears, fruit trees, and maples. Often, marginal leaf scorch symptoms will be mistaken for a disease, but very rarely will symptoms of shade tree diseases present in hot, dry weather. The recent weather will be a distinction for determining a disease versus an environmental disorder. Marginal leaf scorch is a disorder that sets on very quickly. The bottom of each leaf has pores called stomata through which water evaporates into the atmosphere. Usually this increases the humidity around the stomata, which in turn reduces the rate of evaporation and water loss. However, in excessively windy conditions, that humidity is carried away from the surface of the leaf and water continues to evaporate out of the leaf faster than it can be replaced. This leads to symptoms of marginal leaf scorch as leaves desiccate from excessive moisture loss. This functions much in the same way as people sweating, and in the same way, trees need their water replenished in order to remain healthy. Sometimes rain will do the trick, and other times, supplemental watering may be required. As with most foliar problems in trees, this is a disorder that might look disturbing but will not impact the long-term health of mature trees. Newer trees and fruit trees will need additional watering in weeks where rain is not forecasted to ensure that they remain healthy and productive. Loss of leaf tissue in younger trees becomes a problem in the summer when the tree is building up most of its energy reserves, and fruit trees need consistent moisture in order to set fruit. Marginal leaf scorch is a sign to keep an eye on soil moisture levels and water occasionally to make up for the water deficit the tree is currently experiencing. Sometimes trees have shallow roots, which can lead to symptoms of marginal leaf scorch. The roots can stay shallow for several reasons: heavy clay soil that slows root growth, obstacles in the soil like rocks that stop root growth entirely, or naturally shallow root systems due to the plant selection. If a tree has naturally shallow roots, you can encourage deeper root growth with long and infrequent waterings. Not only will this help inhibit the symptoms of marginal leaf scorch in the summer, but it will also allow trees to find more nutrients in the soil profile and increase the stability of trees in violent weather. For more information on marginal leaf scorch or to diagnose marginal leaf scorch in your home trees, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.